Right after college, when I moved to Vermont, about as far up in Yankee land as you can get, I'd go into the local village store and have a conversation like this. "Hey there, you got any cans of beef stew?" "Oh, yeah." I'd wait for more, but the taciturn Yankee storekeeper would not volunteer a spare word. "Well, could you tell me where to find it?" I'd prod. "Sure could," he'd say, and no more. Finally, I'd have to ask the exact right question to get the specific answer I wanted. "Where is the beef stew?" And then the answer was mathematically precise. "Second aisle, halfway down on the left, third shelf from the top." Out driving along the mountainous back roads, my buddies and I'd often get lost and stop to ask some farmer or gas station attendant for directions. Always they were precise. "Go half a mile up this road, turn left at the light, go 4 miles till you see the white church on your left, then go around a curve and turn at the first lane on the right-hand side." And yet, more often than not, such directions proved entirely fictitious. We'd wind up just as lost as before and ask somebody else for directions and get pointed in an entirely opposite direction. When I moved to North Carolina, I found that virtually any stranger was happy to give me elaborate directions to just about any place. But their method was maddening. "Looking for the auction," they might say. "Well, go on up this road a ways to where they cut down that big oak. Turn left, go to where the white farmhouse used to be. You get to an intersection where they tore down the old barbecue place, and past that field where they used to have the flea market in the old days. Turn down the dirt road on your left, the old boundary road, there's no sign. Then drive on through the woods a ways, and you can't miss it." Sometimes we're stubborn about what we know and want it to be coaxed out of us. And our internal geography is not objective, but shaped by memory and experience. The map of where we live is a map about us. The diner where we used to go for breakfast after church. The field where we played pickup baseball. The road where we almost hit a deer that time. Sometimes, if we don't know where someplace is, we give directions anyhow, just to be neighborly. And we don't always answer the question that's being asked. We answer the one we know the answer to. Now, when I take long trips, I rely on a GPS. And always, when it brings me home, it says reassuringly, "Arriving at destination, a left." And, of course, we live on the right. It's the house that used to have a big cedar bush right next to the driveway. You can't miss it.